Friends, the second psalm includes a very important message to those who reject and deliberately oppose the Messiah and his followers, including those who enjoy earthly power and prestige. The psalm says, "He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision." Friends, all people must realize that Jesus the Messiah is much more than a human prophet or religious leader. He came from heaven, enjoying his full divine nature. What is most astonishing is that he humbled himself and added to his majestic divine nature our lowly human nature. The psalm foretold, as he was to enter our human sphere, Jehovah, the Holy Triune God, would announce, "I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill." The prophetic promise was for him to come through King David's royal line in order to establish an eternal universal kingdom. Prophetically, in the second psalm, the divine Messiah declared, "I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession.'" Clearly, the Messiah's kingdom is over all nations and not a limited earthly nation covering a region from a river to a sea. In his fully human and divine natures, the Messiah enjoys a greatness and majesty far beyond what King David enjoyed. His divine sovereign rule is to the ends of the earth. The divine Messiah, as the Logos, the divine Word, enjoys far more authority and might over all peoples and nations. Psalm 2 gives those who oppose him, regardless of their earthly status, merciful but solemn heavenly advice. They are told, "Be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling." They are called to bow to the divine Messiah and advised, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled." The Messiah King enjoys divine authority and possesses an especially powerful weapon. He is told in Psalm 2, "You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel." What is the Messiah's divine weapon symbolically described as a powerful rod of iron? Friends, this weapon should not be confused with destructive earthly weapons. Rather, it is a heavenly, holy, spiritual weapon which defeats the evil one and all his evil plans. As a two-edged sword, on the one hand, it enables the citizens of Messiah's universal kingdom, the new humanity, to prevail against the evil one and against all his temptations. On the other hand, it announces a terrifying divine judgment against those who in blind arrogance reject and oppose Jesus, the Messiah. Friends, the Messiah's holy rod of iron is described in the second chapter of Isaiah as the law and word of the Lord. In the New Testament, the rod of iron is called the sword of the Spirit and the gospel of peace. It does away with the enmity between nations. As the Logos, the Messiah is the living and life-giving Word of God, clothed in a perfectly sinless human nature. As the Prince of Peace, he is sovereignly at work by his saving grace to establish a peaceful new humanity gathered from among all ethnicity of our fallen and miserable humanity. Isaiah's prophecy says, "He may teach us his ways, that we may walk in his paths. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes for many peoples, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." Friends, Jesus, the heavenly royal Messiah, the eternal Son of God, chose to humble himself and take on himself our lowly human nature. He came as the Savior, suffered and died, and established redemption and life eternal for all who cling to him. His gospel is called the saving power of God. As it spreads throughout the earth, his Holy Spirit establishes a new humanity, a kingdom of peace on our sad earth. The constitution of his holy kingdom on earth is that of self-giving love. This is the weapon of Jesus, the new Adam, and of the new creation of those who belong to him. Hallelujah.